Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul,
the gospel hour of power. I bring power,
bringing the news to your ears.
Your opinion matters.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on with you people? Today is good old Tuesday. Tuesday has been a day for me. Praise God, but God is in the blessing business. You are listening to My Gospel Soul. Today's date is the 4th. It is approximately 2 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, I have my boy on the line. Before I click him on the line, let's go ahead and get your weather. And when I get your weather, then we'll find out what's happening in Arkansas. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is 88 degrees here in Houston, Texas. But I want you to know something, and y'all know how I always say it. It's still outside. I know you're going to say, well, it's getting hotter. But I'm telling you right now, praise God, you can strip down butt naked, it'll still be too hot. Hallelujah. So, now, keep your clothes on, people. Keep your clothes on, because tonight it's going to be partly cloudy in the evening. They're becoming mostly clear. Lows in the mid-70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening, decreasing to around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Wednesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers, highs in the upper 90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heat index reading. Oh, glory. It's going to be 108 in the index to 109. Praise God. Y'all need to get some Gatorade, some water, some Powerade, some Red Bull, or whatever you need to get. You need something that's going to help you with the heat. Oh, that was a little long letter. I'm sorry. The letter kind of came out of me. Praise God. Wednesday night, very partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 90s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers early in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy on Friday, highs in the upper 90s, heat index, oh, glory be to God, 108 in the afternoon. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll give you the rest of the weekend's forecast. that was your weather right here in Houston, Texas, your local weather right here on My Gospel Soul. But well, CD is on the line. How are you doing, CD?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, oh, yeah, you know, I have to catch myself because I know you can't give us the weather, but you can tell us how it is out there in Arkansas.
Well, unfortunately, my online service was down for lack of payment. Keep it real, Claire. Keep it real. And I'm sitting outside my apartment complex right now. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. It's a little warm out here. That's called W-O-M-E, warm. I wouldn't suggest anybody wear any long pants or long sleeve shirts today. I would suggest shorts and a baseball cap. If you got one, sunscreen or something. But that's my take. The degrees is 91 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's a beautiful day as the Lord has made. And I'm outside barefooted under this hot concrete. I am country like that. I'm from Arkansas. I'm country like that. Like Montel Jordan said, this is how we do it. That's how I do it. I'm country.
And
at the moment, you know I'm always got something in my stomach. I'm eating a bacon sandwich with red Kool-Aid. Yes, I said red. It may be strawberry. It may be cherry. But black folks say red. Back to you.
Red. Well, you know how CD do it. Every time we talk to him, he has a meal of the day. So I guess it's a bacon sandwich and some red Kool-Aid. So we thank you, CD, for telling us how it is in Arkansas. And we want to let you know that our subject for today is cut the cord.
Uh-oh.
Cut the cord.
Don't
hurt me. Cut the cord. You know, what am I speaking about? Speaking about it's time to let it go. Don't you think? It's to cut the cord with your mama. Cut the cord with these dysfunctional relationships. Cut the cord with people who have leaned on you, you know, and attached themselves to you, and you don't know how to say it's over. And so you have to learn how to say it's over. And they got all kinds of technology and ways that you can do it. You can text message, email, fax, and like a song they used to sing. So you can reach me by airway, carry airplane. I don't care. You get there, just get it. Hallelujah. But in this case, I don't care how you cut it, just cut it. And we want to talk about that today because a lot of relationships are not good. A lot of relationships are hindering relationships, and a lot of times we lean and we keep a relationship just so that we don't have to find out who we are. We don't have to stand on our own 2 feet. We don't have to make decisions for ourselves, and that's the one that I really want to discuss today, and I want to start off by because the actual subject is cut the umbilical cord. And I'm using Abraham as a reference. He wasn't attached to his mom, but Abraham, God told Abraham, I want you to leave. He said, I want you to leave the land where your kindred are. So I want you to leave them. And I'm going to take you into a place where a place that you have not been before, and I'm going to give you the land, I'm going to make your name great, I'm going to give a heritage to your children, and anyways, go somewhere else so you can establish your own family, so that I can give you your own stomping ground, so I can give you your own beginning. What he told Abraham to do. He said, get from among them. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let me tell you that I can bless you as well. And a lot of times when we are mama's boys and daddy's girls, you know, we tend to want to bring mama in on every decision, daddy in on every decision. Your mama decorates your house, your mama wash your clothes, your mama cook your food, your mama do this, your mama do that. You don't do nothing. And then when you all of a sudden fall in love and you wonder why, or you want that great relationship, you wonder why a person don't want to stay up underneath you. They don't want They can't compete with mama. And you say, well, you don't have to be your mama. Excuse me, but it's not what the situation has presented to me. Your mama is cooking. Your mama is cleaning. Your mama is in your apartment. Every time I knock on the door, your mother is in there. Your mama is in your room watching TV. Your mama is in it. Come on, your mama don't have an address. Same thing, people. Come on now. Some mothers, their son is always at the house. He got his own apartment now. Or he never moved out. So that's what we're going to talk about today. First point I want to talk about is it does not matter who cut it. It does not matter who suffers the unhealthy part of the relationship. Now, I'm not saying tell your mama to hit the bricks. I ain't saying that. I'm saying tell your mother, well, mom, let me just try it myself. Or better yet, just don't call her to do it. And when she show up at the door, it's already done. Or when she show up to do it, mama, that's all right, I already cooked. Mama, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? You have to be wise when you want to redefine your relationship with your parents. You know, you have to be wise when you, now if you are a brother and you lean on your sister and every time, and then you wonder why you're by yourself, I'm going to tell you why. Because first of all, you lean on your sister so much that she thinks she got a right to tell you this is the right person for you. Your sister don't have a right to tell you that if that's the right person for you because, I'm trying to be real clean with this. Your sister, when it comes down to the intimacy of the relationship, I don't believe that you call your sister and ask her about anything that you do in that intimate portion of the relationship. So if they're invited into the bedroom, they shouldn't be invited to any other room. Oh, good. Hallelujah. I think I like the way I put that in the house. Praise God. So anyway, we're just trying to set a solid foundation for relationships in your life. And sometimes even with parents, and I know that we say, oh, Johnny, don't hang around so-and-so. And then when they end up, when they turn 30 and 36 and 39 and 40, the parent is still telling you, you need to get some. And you have to look at that and say, now, what is really going on? My mother is still in my business. Well, you kind of encouraged her to be in your business. You kind of encourage your father to be in your business. You kind of encourage it. And the reason I stay mostly on women, because most men, most fathers, they want you out of their house and out their business. Most fathers. Because they understand the concept before they had children, it was me and mama. After we had children, me, mama, and the kids. When the kids get grown, it should go back to me and mama. But mama got a hard time letting go of the children because she's scared of finding out who she is. She's scared of being just that individual person herself again. She's scared of being Susan again. She's so used to being Susan, the mother of four boys, or Susan, the mother of, she's so used to being that to when the children are now grown and got their own lives, she still get better in their lives because she doesn't know how to be that woman again, that woman that has no attachments anymore. She can now love on her husband, spend time with him, but she's scared of she's scared of what they could develop into. So all I'm saying today is cut the umbilical cord. It doesn't matter who cuts it. It can be the son, or it could be the daughter, or it could be the parent. But this is a problem that's causing a lot of. Now it's ridiculous to see how many adults are divorcing over gossip, over something my mama said. Are breaking up, engagements are breaking up because the mother, she, you ain't gonna take my place. That's my son. He ought to be my son. You just somebody. He all this kind of stuff, you know. But he has openly chosen his woman. Now, if he has openly chosen his woman or she has openly chosen this man, why can't mothers respect this? I know you are looking at him and saying he has and he got this issue, that issue, and he ain't gonna take care of my daughter and all this stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Love is a funny thing. Love, when two people love each other, they love each other, you know. They love each other. It does not include mama. And when God, if God means for that relationship to break up, means for them for don't mean for that relationship to be together, so believe me, it's not gonna last. And it don't need your help. It reminds me of how in the Bible it talks about how different parents try to make different prophecies come to pass. God told Abraham that he was going to have a son by Sarah, and Sarah was too old, so Sarah figured she sent Hagar in there and to see what her husband did. Hagar get pregnant, and it's a bunch of mess. So then Sarah looking at Abraham, get this woman out of my house, and it was a mess that Sarah made. Then you look at Rebecca, Jacob, and Esau. Jacob and Esau, their father was going to give, was going to bless Esau. Rebecca heard it. And God had already said that Jacob was going to rule over Esau. But Rebecca had to go in there, and she figured she don't have to fix it. So their father sent Esau out, told Esau, go out there, hunt, bring me back something. Because Esau was the son that goes out and he's in the wild. He likes to hunt, you know. He likes to go out there and mess around and, you know, he was on the hill. Now, Jacob was domestic. He could cook, clean the house, all that kind of stuff, you know. But God, when they were born, said that the younger would rule over the oldest. Esau was the oldest. Okay, so Rebecca heard that. Now, let me break this down to you. Esau was a daddy favorite and Jacob was a mother favorite. So when Rebecca heard that what Isaac was going to do, guess what she decided to do? Well, son, go in there and fix it. Your daddy's gonna bless Esau, but I want him to bless you and you this, you that. And so she set the whole thing up. Now, Isaac, he couldn't see because he didn't know who it was. Well, he did, if you read it and understand it. He knew who it was that he was talking to and touching. But he gave Jacob a chance to say, "Now, Daddy, this is not Esau, this is Jacob." But did Jacob do it? No. He went along with the plot and the plan that his mother set. Okay? Now get this. So guess what happened? These brothers Jacob began to run, and Esau began to chase after. All because a mother did not get out of grown folk business and tend to her husband. She got in them folks' business. She got in her son's head. She got in her son's and between a father and a son. And she got up in the business and it put her son on the run. So anyway, I'm saying that to say this: you stop being a curse for your children, and children, stop making yourself stop. Acting as if your parents are comfort or your blanket. You never see. Now, CD, I know you're on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're so quiet. Now, do you remember? I forget what they called. Oh, Charlie Brown. You remember the little kid that kept the blanket with him?
Linus.
He just kept that blanket with him, kept it with him. That's how I think about mama's boys or daddy's girls. They keep their cell phone, everything they go to do, every decision they go to make in their lives, even as grown people. You know, I think about, they call them on the cell phone. Mama, I met this girl. Mama, I met this guy. And come on now. Now, tell me if you agree with me or not. most of the time, when you have a mama's boy or a mama's or a daddy's girl or mama's girl, most of the time it's going to work out where they run that person off away from their daughter or their son. Am I correct? Think about it. Most of the time when it's a mama's boy or a mama's girl and they get in a relationship with someone, I know because I've been in this before myself, where the mama receives you as long as you're not married to her. But as soon as their son looks like he's falling in love with you, as soon as their daughter looks like she's about to be head over heels with you, yeah, the first thing that the mama starts doing is throwing salt in your game. The daddy starts throwing salt in your game. You could start pointing out different issues about you. That's why you ain't good enough. Start picking at the daughter, y'all into fights and all kinds of stuff. The daughter, she taught her, the son is torn between the mama and the daughter and don't know what to do. Mama and the wife and don't know what to do. You never seen this before, CD?
I have.
Uh-huh.
And I thank God that my mother was not like that towards me. She didn't get in my personal relationships. Even when I asked her to come in, she won't get involved. If the law ain't involved,
see, that's a
bitch. She ain't gonna worry about it. Huh?
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing,
yeah.
Sweetie, but it ain't like that with everybody.
Yeah.
Some people are so protective and so controlling till they are out of control. They're out of control, and you can't tell them that. That's my son, and he's 40-something years old. You don't need that son. I did that for 40 years. We know that. That's my son. And he ain't no distance, no anybody. All this kind of stuff. But he in love with this woman. Or she in love with this man. But you want to enter, see, that's why I go right back to Abraham. That's why the Lord said, you need to leave. Leave and go to a place that I'm going to show you. Anyway, the next one I want to talk about, well, let's get out of debt and let's go into some key points. Why is it unhealthy to be a coach for your children? Just in life in general, period. You know, you never, things come to mind like pushing their child out the nest. You know, like they say, you push the bird out the nest. You need to push their child out the nest. You need to let them go. You need to let them have their falls. You need to let them run into the brick walls. You need to let them, you need to let them experience so they can learn. Life has ups and downs. Life dealing some bad cards and all these different things. But you have to trust that the way you nurtured and raised that child, that the child will know how to handle themselves and they will understand that even though they fall, they can get back up and they can try it again. But they can't get this experience. You have it, but you are not allowing them to get this experience. Now, it could be a couple of reasons why you are not allowing this to happen. You could be standing in the way of this person, your child's development because you don't who you are anymore. You're so used to being a mother. You're so used to being a protector. You're so used to being this person that that relationship is gone. What's left? You know, most mothers, when the other children are grown, they go back to school. They begin to, you know, do some things that put off all those years that they thought they'd never be able to do. So at this time, it's a good time for you to just take some time for yourself. Build and nurture some of your hobbies and some parents go back to school. Some mothers go back to school. You know, where you used to be a housewife, you were at the house all the time, you know, and all you do is wash clothes and clean the house and run errands and you know, and it was a job, but now that that job, you're no longer needed for that job, it's time to get a refreshing and reapply for something else. Take up dancing. Take up, I mean, it's anything you can do. Some women take up making crafts. Some go, you know, some go and do other things. They take up exercising, you know. I mean, it's just a time of refreshing. It's a new time. It's a new day. And so don't be, and believe me, change is scary and uncomfortable. But is it really fair to you or the person that you're enabling or becoming a crutch for, you know, is it really fair? Is it really fair? Because one day you wake up and you want them to leave the house. You want them to move out. Then all of a sudden you're yelling at them, you're mad at them, you're talking to them crazy. While you're still here, some years old, but you didn't push them out the nest when you should have, and now all of a sudden they're on your nerves. But this is how you train them to be. You train them to come to you for everything. You train them to be at your house with you so you can watch their every move and everybody that comes into their life so that you can have something to do. This is what you created. This is a situation you created. And now all of a sudden you want that son or that daughter to now get up out your face, you know, marry her off to somebody. Now you want to marry. You ruined every relationship that she was ever in, and now you want to marry because she on your nerves, and you want to do your own thing now. But see, if you follow the circle of life, except praise God, and you allow a child, you know, when they're 18 to go off to college, you know, it's just a part of training up a child in the way they should go, so that when they go. Get older, they won't depart from it. That's a part of it, too. Teaching them the responsibilities of life. When they call you and ask you, you'll help them a couple of times, but then it's like when I teach my children to draw. Like, they can draw, they can sing, they can dance, they can do all kinds of stuff. But if they ask me something, I show it to them once or twice, and that's it. Then they got to figure it out. Because I don't want them to be codependent on me. You know, I want them, when they get 18, when that last one get 18, she's going out to college. Oh, yes, she is. she got to get up out this house, and she got to go to college. She got to go and do something with her life. She got to experience life. Beautiful thing. I find out when young people go off to college, they learn about themselves. They learn what they like and what they dislike. They see things, and it improves. They are introduced to different cultures. Now, there's some bad stuff that goes on around them, but you got to trust that what you have instilled in them, they won't stray. Now, a lot of people live in denial, and they feel, well, they ain't going to never do this, they ain't going to never do that. Well, I don't know. All I know is God gives an opportunity to give me an opportunity to be a part of his children's lives and give my children back to God. But I have to understand that when it's time for them to leave the nest, it's time for them to leave. And I have to be confident in myself that I can go on, praise God. And if you're listening, and you have this type of relationship going on in your life, and you don't know how to tell your adult child to leave, reflect on how that adult child got so attached to you and just reverse what you did. If you were washing, you know, doing their laundry, stop doing their laundry. If you were going over cleaning their apartment from top to bottom, stop cleaning their apartment from top to bottom. It's really an undo process. You just stop doing what you were doing already, you know, and just wean them off, you know, just wean them off. Praise God, if you just don't, you know, if you just don't want to give them the shock factor, then just wean them off, you know. But you have to let children go. You have to let them go. You have to, because they won't be able to function in everyday work. It's kind of like with a spoiled child. You spoil a child, to a child everything. Then when you get in the grocery store and you tell your child no, and the child hit the floor, kicking them feet in the air, bless you upside your head. Just punch you in the face, slap you, kick you, bite you. And you're looking at the child like, I give you everything. That's the problem. That's the problem. You done gave that child everything. And now that child doesn't know how to take no for an answer. They don't understand rejection. They don't understand that every answer is not going to be yes. You're going to get some no's. You're going to get some doors shut in your face. And you're going to have to keep living. You're going to have to keep going. You're going to have to chalk it up and keep going. It's very important. See, that tie, breaking that tie, breaking that cord, cutting that cord is major. It's something to say, but it's major. This 50-year-old me is still living with their mothers. 50-year-old men still living with their mothers. Now, to them, that's wrong with it. That's cool. And I didn't say mothers living with their sons. I said sons living with their mothers. Now, come on now. It's time to get to it. Let that go. Cut the cord. Walk around your house and I'm cutting the cord. They don't understand what you're saying, just in your spirit. You know what you're saying. Lad, help me cut the cord. Every time they come asking you for $5, well, I didn't need $5. Can I get $5? Tell them, just like a baby, I'm cutting the cord. I'm cutting the cord because I know for a fact. Because let me tell you a secret, in case you didn't know. If you don't give him that $5 or her that $5, she don't find that $5. She's gonna find that $5. If she don't get it from you, she's gonna get it from somebody. You're listening to Janice Jackson on My Gospel Show, and there's a little bit of our contact information.
Hey y'all, it's your host with the most, Janice Jackson. Wanna get in touch with me? You can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Janice Jackson. Be my friend. Twitter.com/ Boomeister. That's BOOMICESTER. Follow me. I don't mind. MySpace.com/ Heal the Land Crusade. Be my friend. Send me an invite. You can be my friend because I would love to be yours. You can even email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. Email me your comment or your question, and let us know what you think about what we discuss on My Gospel Soul. Every day at 4 p.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, stay true to your gospel soul.
And we are back. Like I said, I got my voice CD on the line. And today we are talking about cut the cord with parents who, even with, you know what, you may be surprised. You're a child in this situation and you're ready to leave and you think that if I leave, my mom, she's going to be disappointed and what I'm going to tell her, and she depends on me. You'll be surprised. Some of them parents, if you just leave, some of them parents will be happy if you move on with your life. They just don't know how to tell you. They just don't know how to tell you. And then those that are scared to get out there and get started, let me tell you something. God will provide. God will provide you with a job. He will provide you with that apartment. He will provide you with the furniture. He will provide. I know men to get out there and start, my brothers and I, if they get out there and they start their life, they didn't have nothing in their apartment. But they got out there because they didn't want to depend on anybody. My little sister, She got out there and she, let me tell you something, got her a job, got her apartment, a place, and did it. Got her a car, all of these different things. She's a pilot to God. You have to believe God and stand on your own two feet. You got to get tired of riding on somebody else's coattail. You got to get tired of it. You got to get tired of not knowing if you can do this yourself. It may surprise you that some people just don't believe that they can. They look at everybody else and they can believe God for everybody else's breakthrough. But when it comes to their own situation, their own life, they don't believe that God can put them in a nice place to stay. They don't believe that God can put them and give them a nice ride or whatever to get them from point A to point B. You know, they just don't believe it. They don't. But you have to step out there. You want a new life. You want to experience God to the fullest. To see God make you over. I dare you to just step out there and let God have his way in your life. You know, like C.D. said, he never went through that with his mother. His mother was very wise. She sounds very wise. I would love to meet her one day. But she sounds very wise because, you know, some people understand that that's my son. He has to live his own life. And I don't want to live his life for him. I have a 15-year-old son. I don't want to live his life for him. The problems or situations and circumstances, when he becomes an adult, a legal adult, when he becomes an adult, whatever he does in his life is on him. Whatever he does in his life is on him. He's gonna have to carry a thing himself. It's not my job to do it, and I'm not gonna do it. You got a lot of parents today that visit the jailhouse. That's their vacation. On my vacation, I'm going to jailhouse to visit my son. I'm not sure anything is wrong with that, but the person that's in jail, I mean, come on. Why even subject your mother to this type of situation? You know she's gonna show up in money on your books and she on a fixed income. Come on now. We're talking about cutting the cord, and we're in every aspect of it. And people tell me, some want to hear a super spiritual show, but I'm just being honest with you. This is real life. We deal with real life issues right here on My Gospel Show. And like I told you, just like God told Abraham to leave, he meant it. He got to go. I'm going to give you land. I'm going to give you food. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to take care of you. Don't look back. When he sent the disciples out, he sent them out two by two. So I want you to step out in faith. I want us to be responsible. Responsible for our actions. Responsible for our ways. Everybody looks at a child and says, oh, they parents. You can't count the ways of an individual, a grown individual, or parents, unless it's a parent that has become a crutch or have enabled that child, because they're still a child. They could be 30, 40, 50, and still be a child mentally because the parent has not pushed them out of the nest and gave them an opportunity to grow. You have to give them an opportunity to grow. Because if you don't, then you might as well settle in tight for the long haul because they're going to be attached to you like white on rice. Mama, I like this. I need you to help me with this. And something, there ain't nothing wrong with being able to go to your parents. But what did the Word of God say? He said, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. Come on now. Come on, y'all. All I'm saying right here, Ms. Jackson saying right here on My Gospel Show, is let's take responsibility for our own actions. Parents, cut the umbilical cord. Children, if you got to cut it, you cut it. Stand on your own two feet. Don't be scared. Trust God. You're listening to My Gospel Show. I have my friend CD on the line. Say something, CD. Holla at us. Oh, Lord. Praise God. What do you know? How are you enjoying the show, CD?
I'm just enjoying, I can't talk today. What's up? I'm just enjoying the show really well. You know what came to my mind just about 2 seconds ago?
even worse when the person gets married and the mother or father is still in their spouse relationship.
That's true.
Says to leave one another, leave the mother and father cleave unto your wife or to your husband and be as one.
Yeah.
If that's true, then why are parents involved with the sons of relationships? I mean, if two people get into like a verbal discussion, so to speak, it's up to them, if they've grown, if they come to above 18, to go to each other and discuss it, not holler, cuss, shoot, cut tires, scratch paint, none of that's necessary, but just sit down and talk. And if you just can't get between y'all two, go to a pastor, counselor, do something. But I'm not going to go to my parents like get into a trouble with my wife. I'm not married, but I'm just saying for those who are listening, Lord have mercy, that's just not cool. Because what happened is, at the last minute, when they all made up, lovey-dovey, all that stuff, that's Tony and Terry. People who are under 18 don't know about that Tony and Terry. Lovey-dovey. Anyway, when everything is cool, the parents who got involved would not forget it. Mm-hmm. Y'all love it every day, but I remember last year y'all was into it. My baby all kind of wrong. They will not forget.
Yeah. And you know something else, you know, CD said that he's not married, but I've been married. And my husband just passed away, but one thing I admire about him is he never got anybody into our home life. He never invited people into our business. He never, if we got in an argument or anything, nobody ever knew about it. He never told anybody. He never shared anything with anybody, I need to talk to you about this situation here and all that. He never did anything like that. We talked about it. We made decisions. And when we made the decision, it was final. He didn't go against my decision. I didn't go against his. Now, my mother is living. His mother passed away. But still, he respected my mother as though she was his very own. But he still did not go and confide and tell her, your dad is crazy and all this kind of stuff. But we worked out everything together. We made decisions together. You know, and my colleague in the ministry, Pastor St. Mary, she said, I'm a rough rider. Praise God. But my husband said, I'm a rider donkey. That means that we were in it. We were in it to win it. Me and him. Nobody else outside that front got it. You know, they couldn't tell him nothing about me, and nobody could tell me nothing about him. And it still is like that to this day. You know, even though he's gone along to glory, there's nothing anybody can tell me about him. I know that he loved me, and I love him. And that's the bottom line. And that's how, you know, just on that subject of relationships and parents and mothers and stuff, being all in people's business, you know, married folks' business. Because I think about it, too, because I did the show on In-Laws Are All In My Business. And I pray that people think about that. Think about this phrase right here. The same way your mother is in your business, will she let you be in hers the same way? The same way a friend or best friend or homegirl or homeboy or whatever is telling you how to run your house and how you talk to your husband or how to talk to your wife, will they let you tell them how to be with their family? No, they wouldn't. The same advice that they're dishing out towards you or telling you how to handle situations, they would not let you do that with them. They'll jack up your relationship, have you crying. As soon as you knock on their door, say, I need to sleep on your couch, they'll tell you, well, you got to find somewhere else to stay. My wife ain't going to put up with it. And you sitting there looking crazy because you listened to their advice about a relationship that was put together, you know, that you and your wife are in. But I don't mean to go on about it. Maybe I need to do a part two of my In-Laws All In My Business or save my marriage because I'm definitely sending it straight to hell. That's a good show. save my marriage because I'm definitely sending it straight to hell. Okay, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do that show. Look for it. Look for it on the show page. But anyway, that's enough about the marriage thing. We want you to know how that it is very important that everybody has an that your children have an opportunity to experience life the same way you did. The same way you did. And I hear a lot of parents say, well, I'm not going to raise my child the way my mama raised me. You know, but you are a doctor, a lawyer, you have your own home, you own it, you own your own car, but you're not going to raise, you're not going to train your children up to be the way your parents trained you up to be. I think you really need to consider that phrase. I think you really need to consider what you just said. Because if it was good enough, and somebody said this, and I heard him say it, and it was something else. He said, if it was good enough for you, it should be. Now, everything I wouldn't, you know, if it's things that were not right, I wouldn't use those methods. But if it got you in a place to where you are a responsible, productive adult, then you really need to consider. Should I spoil this child, get a child all these different things when in life you have to work for it? In life, things that you get, you got to work for. You got to get out there. And I hear my brother Billy say all the time, we on the grind, we on the grind. I hear the artist say that, we on the grind, we on the grind. And a lot of people think that they're singing, just pop out. You know, their singing career just popped out the sky. No, it didn't. It took some hard times. It took some letdowns. It took some turn downs. It took some some doors getting slammed in your face, you know, to build character, to build your faith, to build your belief in yourself, too. And so we just pray for you today on My Gospel Soul that you will sever these ties. You will cut the cord with your parents and be sad about it. Consider them and say to yourself, I know that I need to let this relationship be different. See, because actually the relationship is not going to end. It's just going to be different. It's going to be more of an adult relationship instead of a parent and a child. It would be a parent and an adult child, if that makes any sense, you know. But I'm telling you, it's worth a new relationship. Go out and have dinner and just celebrate the new relationship. I know it sounds crazy, but celebrate saying no. Celebrate saying wash your clothes, you know, wash your laundry yourself, do your laundry yourself. Celebrate it. Celebrate the fact that their child is stepping in, or that adult is stepping into independence. Well, that's enough of that study today on My Gospel Show. We want you to tune in tomorrow for My Gospel Show. We're going to be playing some music, and I'm going to let you know what our upcoming events are, because indeed, King of Flag Ministries, under God's protection, has some things coming up here in the Houston area. So if you are in the Houston area, I must you keep that with us, because we got some things going on. Go to my website at www.webstars.com/MyGospelFollow, where we are updating on a weekly basis. And also, Loretta has a new skit that she has done with a new word that she has dropped. So you might want to go to the website and check it out as well on our Gospel TV page. Now, we also want you to start going to our Eagles United website. Eagles United Ministries is a ministry that unites people for the purpose of winning souls. It is the birthplace of Heal the Land Crusades. And if you go on that website, you also can find information about Pastor Jackson and the ministry that she founded. That's me. The ministry that I founded, amen. And my mom, and you'll see pictures of, you know, different people and different things that we do. We've got show stores and all kinds of stuff. So go on there and check it out. Give it a look. Fill out the form on the About Us page. Even order T-shirts, banners, all kinds of stuff. All you have to do is go to the JC Banners page and fill out the form. It'll get to me, and we'll get you hooked up. If you got any kind of promotional events coming up, and you need some material, we do badges, we do T-shirts, caps, towels, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you get my signature artwork. We do heat press, but I do most of the designs custom myself. Praise God. Yes, I am an artist, among other things. So go on there, check it out. Check out some of my work. We also have some of my work on the Gospel Soul website. And if you want to send a comment, if you want to win a Gospel Soul T-shirt, if you even want to be the listener of the month, you can send your email to Pastor J.D. Jackson at live.com. And for your enjoyment, here is Ants by your very own Janice Jackson.
Shallow, I need more depth. They try to dance solo, but I laugh at the concept. We gotta dance like David. So I need you to be my Jonathan. Come on, I need you to be my best friend. And maybe then I can dance off the pavement. It's crazy how we only go higher at the peak, but I'm still so inspired. Out of control, like my soul's on fire. Tears cry, rain dance, call me young Jeremiah. I prospect to be a prophet, and I don't even want a profit. Time to release the court. Get up, move your feet, you're trying to rain peace.
A song so come on in, dance. You're listening to Janice Jackson right here on My Gospel Soul. We thank you for tuning in today. The show was very enlightening. We had our friend C.D. Monroe on the line again. Hallelujah. And right out of Arkansas, enjoying the show and spending time with us listening. And we were talking about cut the cord today and how serious it is to cut it because it could affect every relationship in your life. So we hope that we have helped someone today. CD, you want to say bye to the people?
Bye, people.
And we want you to tune in tomorrow where we'll be talking about upcoming events, let you know where My Gospel Show will be showing up next. We covered an event last weekend. We're going to cover one this weekend. So you want to be up with us. We're going to play that Where's Waldo thing. Praise God. So keep up with us. And remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Bye, y'all.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul bring in the news to your ears? This is the place for you. Love Talk Radio. Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul. The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power in the news to your ears.